Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Connie Huang and Dr. Jason M. Kim about the study Social Media, Examining YouTube Content as a Source of Patient Educational Information, which was presented at the Society of Urodynamics, Female Pelvic Medicine, and Urogenital Reconstruction 2022 Winter Meeting. Huang is a urology resident and Kim is a clinical assistant professor of urology at Stony Brook Medicine in New York. So if you could start by discussing the background for this study.
You know, as we all know, social media obviously is becoming more and more important in everyone's life. You know, there's TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. There's really a pretty wide array of medical information available out there on the social media. And in the urology literature, we actually have quite a few studies looking at some of the, you know, urologic topics such as prostate cancer, overactive bladder disease, erectile dysfunction, to look at the quality of those medical information on social media and found that some sources could present as a, you know, a major source of misinformation for a lot of our patients. So we turn our attention to urinary tract infection. As you know, it's fairly common among patients, especially female patients. About 50 to 80% of female patients had history of UTI, and up to 40% of them suffered from recurrent UTIs. You know, so we are curious to look at quality of the medical information on UTIs on YouTube. Hopefully we can have a better understanding of what patients are learning from online materials before they come to the doctor's office. So that's, you know, where the idea of this study is coming from.
And so what were some of the notable findings of this study? And were any of them surprising to you or your co-authors?
So we looked at the top 200 most viewed videos on YouTube. And I think it was interesting that a lot of the videos had relatively poor quality based on the standardized instruments that we use to evaluate quality of the material. And only 11% of the videos featured a urologist, which is a very, very small portion. And less than half of the videos actually featured a medical provider. So majority of videos are being produced by non-medical providers, you know, commercial media or individual YouTubers with no medical experience. And then we found that, very importantly, videos produced by medical providers had better content quality compared to those that did not feature any medical professionals. So I thought, you know, those were interesting findings. And this is actually consistent with other similar studies looking at online materials on medical information. We do found that those that come from a medical institution or medical source or being produced by a physician definitely has a better quality and with more accurate information.
And didn't our results also show that most of the videos were actually about home remedies for UTIs and not necessarily other medical advice?
Absolutely. Yeah. So another very interesting finding was that majority of the videos were featuring some kind of homeopathic supplements such as herbal supplements or a certain dietary of remedies to prevent and treat urinary infection. Some of the regimens such as vitamin C, probiotics, or cranberries, you know, they do have scientific evidence, and like especially cranberry is featured in the AUA guidelines, but a lot of the other supplements such as the herbal supplements or, you know, certain random dietary remedies do not really have much of the scientific evidence in the literature. You know, those can pose as a potential misinformation for a lot of our patients who are seeking for treatment for UTIs.
And so with an increase in digital media happening around the world, how can physicians combat misinformation?
Ideally, I think, you know, if we can increase the presence of physician on social media platforms, you know, I think that can help deliver more accurate and more accessible information for the general public. And I know that some physicians, some urologists in our field are making an effort to contribute to higher quality of online patient education material. But for those of us who, you know, are really busy with ORs, clinics, you know, with, you know, the work in the hospital, I think, you know, another way to combat misinformation information is to have a better idea of what is available on the internet so that we can, you know, provide better patient counseling when we see them in the office.
Yeah, well, I'll add, every day when patients come to the office, everyone has done their quote research on urinary tract infections or other things. And we really need to understand where this information is coming from. I think this study shows us that a lot of the information out there isn't necessarily sound medical advice or given by non-medical professionals. So I think it's essential to understand where the information is coming from so that we can kind of counsel the patients appropriately.
Absolutely. And so then what would you say, you know, given these findings, is the biggest take-home message for the practicing urologist?
From my perspective, the main take-home message would be, you know, social media is obviously very important and it plays a very big role in impacting patients' decision to seek proper care and make their medical decision. So as a urologist, as a practicing physician, we should be aware of the online content so we can, you know, properly guide our patients and provide proper care and counseling.
I'll also add that I know all physicians are extremely busy, but I think it's very important to perhaps have a bigger social media presence with sound medical advice. I think this will be tremendously helpful for patients and also for counseling. So I think in the future, physicians should try to take the time to invest some more energy in this realm. I think traditionally it's an area that we've done kind of poorly in, and hopefully if we increase our presence in social media, it'll help the patients and it'll help the physicians.
And lastly, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
Yeah, I think some of these videos may actually lead to patient frustration because they're giving some of these home remedies for UTIs. And in some cases, they may work, but in a lot of cases, they don't. And patients come in extremely frustrated, saying things like, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, I've done my research on the internet. I've watched YouTube and I've done everything they said and nothing's working. What's wrong with me? So I think patients need to understand they don't always work.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.